Hello and welcome to Winning for Life Show, an incredible opportunity to enhance your quality of life. Every week, Wolfgang Sonnenberg and his guests present insights, inspiration, universal core principles, the know-how and do-how to live on a higher frequency, different timelines and more. We can all co-create an extraordinary future. Now, enjoy the show.
Welcome to another episode of Winning for Life, and today my guest, we have in contact to Hollywood. You see, wow, what an image, and what is it, Christmas is coming, but we want to talk what is life in general. My guest, Antonia Alvarez, is a TV producer in the US, and a very special guy. I had once an interview with his father, what they are doing good for the Latino community in the US. And I'd like to talk today with you, Antonio, a little bit about what we heard about changing is in the film industry, about AI, what might now change because an ex-TV star is president-elect, and what you see from your standpoint, what is changing all in life and so in the world. So a lot of interesting topic, I guess. So welcome. It's wonderful that you have the time in your successful life. And let's start with the Hollywood. I know you were producing films for TV, but also working for Disney. And we heard AI is really challenging the industry and changing. So how you see the world?
Well, you know, it's interesting. It's definitely a very interesting and exciting change that is happening within the industry on so many areas. I mean, I kind of came into this business in around early 2000s. And in that time, you have so many different studios that have a business model that is very classic and standard, where they green light or they take risks on projects, on movies, on television shows, and they need to generate a profit on those shows before saying that it's a success or a flop, and then make decisions for the next one, as a standard way of doing business, right? But nowadays, because of studios like Netflix and Apple, that's changing the entire business structure because they are membership based, and something that's disrupting this entire industry. So that's one big change.
What is the change there, that they can have less risk in the movie, but if nobody is watching it, it doesn't help also. Is it cheaper for them to produce? What is really the difference? If something flops, it's not killing the company really because the membership is going on. Is this the main thing?
That's exactly right. Their business model revolves around bringing in more members.
Yeah.
Not necessarily making hits that will generate a good income. And that is an interesting thing because in a world where that I admire, and I think you can admire too, where story is so important, and getting into the heart of a story that really attaches to an audience.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the number one thing in classic filmmaking that has gone away.
And is this just also a COVID? You know, the classic film industry, you need to distribute the film around the globe. It needs to be in theaters. The theaters need to be filled. And Netflix, has not this problem. Streaming is easy around the world.
That's very true. I think that, and there's a lot of different webs in this interesting change, because that's just a part of it. But at the same time now, you know, generating a big audience. Here's the thing, and I'll get on to another subject. I hope you appreciate it. It's very connected to what we talked about. The audience, Wolfgang, is changing.
Yeah.
So, good story. It's always a good story. But audiences today, do they really want a good story, or do they want something fantastical to watch.
Yes.
And
get yeah.
their attention. It's a very different world, and this industry is based on that, and it's just a very, there's a lot of changes.
It's the social media where we talk about fake news, but it's not only about politics. It's just fake photos. Everybody shows something different, not the truth. So we are not really interested in true stories anymore. So just make hype.
That seems to be the case. I am a bit of a hopeless romantic, and I do feel that at the end of the day,
it shows a background. Yeah.
Story is key. This is a classic, timeless truth about us.
Yeah.
Because we love story. I think we're going to go. This is the pendulum that's swinging that I feel hopefully will go back to our roots. This is, I hope, a very necessary means to get to a spot where we can respect and love and tell stories again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's in everything, like if you say business, if you have a good marketing, maybe you get ahead. But if there is no substance behind, it's just a question of time.
Just a question of time. That's exactly right.
But we heard also with the AI, like was the script writers and even actors went on strike. What does it mean, first of all, for me legally to understand? On strike, were they all employed, or how can you be on strike?
That's good. So my perception, remember, I'm a producer,
mm-hmm.
and I'm also a capitalist.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to, let's say, this industry with striking, you can't really strike formally unless you're part of a union.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that the strike situation,
mm-hmm.
was more of a the ones who benefit from that are the unions. That's just the truth. And I feel that there was a lot of people that were mentored into acting a certain way during those strikes.
Yeah.
With emphasis of the union. AI is definitely a very interesting subject. I think that, like, as you know, the news likes to inflate and make headlines based on things to keep you watching. I feel that AI was used the same way to entice
mm-hmm.
the writers to maybe get a little more fearful, and the actors even to get a little more fearful. It's definitely technology that's going there. I'm of the mindset that it's a tool, phenomenal tool,
mm-hmm.
that really help storytellers tell stories in a much more efficient way. I don't believe, and I do speak for people in the industry that are very high up. AI is not in a position yet where it can really do take over all of these jobs. There's something very unique, and there's a unique energy between a real actor and performance. There's a unique energy between even an editor and putting themselves in this thing. We all, as artists, and I direct as well, so we all as artists bring our life experience into this piece, and it becomes a movie or a show. There's a human connection there. And, you know, I've seen it happen. I feel that if it's still something that's coming from an artist with an experience, it's going to resonate and connect with the audience that have experiences themselves. So I feel that that's still very much there, but who knows? I actually look forward to it with excitement to see when the AI and robots can do this thing.
Do a lot of work humans don't want to do. Yeah, yeah. But that's what you mentioned with the human connection. I guess it's what in a lot of areas is underestimated. The energy, and the universe is energy, and the information on the energy. So what is between two people, or what is between the screen and the audience? There must be something which is more than just the words, written words on everything.
And absolutely.
It is really tough also. I see it in other areas with unions striking. even some entrepreneurs here, not the film industry, but in other industries, says, oh, the more stress I get from them, the faster I go into AI. Yeah, the faster I make it obsolete, that I need to be in those situations. And like you said, the connection, what makes a good team in sports and everything, is a team spirit. And if on the set is a good spirit to accomplish something, I guess that it goes around the world, everywhere you feel the difference, the energy, if something is made with that or just for money. Mm-hmm.
You're 100% right. And I mean, we just had that displayed. I don't know if you follow, or if your audience follows, you know, Major League Baseball. I know it's mm-hmm. a very American sport, but just recently the World Series was won by the Los Angeles Dodgers, where I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
That team had an energy, a connection. They were on something that I feel most teams mm-hmm. unfortunately do not have.
Yeah.
And it was beautiful to watch that and display it in a win of the yeah. World Series. It was beautiful.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So it was just to say a kind of seasonal event with this so-called strike. So is everything back to normal, or what changed?
Absolutely not. The strike, I think, was just a part of the event, the big change. Right now, because of what, like I mentioned, the big business model for mm-hmm. most studios, they have to change. Majority yeah. of this town has a business model that is obsolete.
Yeah, well, it's so all industries, really.
Yes, and they're competing now with mm-hmm. Netflix and Apple,
mm-hmm.
and that have a completely type of business model. And so mm-hmm. I feel that the slowdown, there's a big slowdown in content, big slowdown in projects being made. And that is, I feel, strictly due to probably two things. Number one, mm-hmm. the fact that they have to change their business model. But number two, most likely, the interest rates. I mean, the studios that make these shows and green light and fund these shows, they're probably borrowing money to do it. And as interest rates affect all industries,
yeah.
it's just another one.
Yeah.
It's just down to another reason behind why there is a big slowdown.
Mm. You're talking like the studios and the big films, but you also in the TV world. Is there the same change in the TV world, because it's not that expensive like big films?
It's an interesting thing you say that. I feel that majority of the content created during a time before the strike was television. Television was a very dense industry for content. Now that has come down dramatically. And even though the film probably has come down a bit too, there are, I hear more, compared to the ratio, more films being done compared to TV now, but everything is pretty much low.
Mm-hmm.
The one industry that has been very much continuing is commercials,
mm-hmm.
advertising.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, a lot of reality-based television is still kind of going. It's very cheap to make, and you don't need unions to do
that. Yeah, yeah. So it means also a lot of people will be unemployed. Yeah, all those.
Oh, yes.
When acting was always a risky thing, very, very few, or a little percentage really made money or big money, and the rest always struggled. Huh?
It's very true. I mean, it's so funny with actors. I speak to actors all the time, to the point where, you know, because I directed. Now, I took acting classes to just help myself be a better director, so mm-hmm. I can communicate with actors. And in speaking with a lot of actors, they say, you know, D'Antonio, these strikes, we've lived off nothing for most of our career.
Yeah.
We do it because we love it. So it's kind of a funny perspective.
Just let's make a short break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, Then let the Vive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at, and with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink. Perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active. Available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well Pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
With the change now and looking, how to make simple money, I have a client in Germany who is very successful in kind of marketing research. And they have a few studios in Germany where they pick people from the street to listen to music. And then, how do you like this? How do you like that? And then, from what those people say, they make a list of music and send it to different radio stations. So in the radio stations, normally there was one person says, I show you what I like, a music or different. Now you have kind of everywhere where you go, the same music, because the marketing agency tells you that's what people like. It's no big difference anymore. Or like the good stories, the good songs, maybe not there. So it's just more, how is a marketing dictating, or how do we believe in the end is what you want to sell, also the advertising or whatever. It's just a narrow, what do I say? It's nearly all the same. Is this happening now to the TVs and the film industry as well, that they more and more do the same stuff just to reach the mainstream, what they believe, what people love?
Yeah, I think it's interesting. There's definitely, it's been a very big topic in the industry. There's definitely an agenda, behind a lot of the content and stories that they're told. And I think that those quote-unquote, conspiracy theories are turning out to actually be kind of true in the way that they're really pushing dialogue and narratives to the public, using big companies to do that too, big studios. So yeah, I think that's part of it. I also feel that again push to make successes in the classical way of making them have caused people to sacrifice story and risks. Some of the best stories and movies that have been made were risky because they never really were meant to make money. They expressed someone's vision and they told a great story, and that was the emphasis. It was never a bottom line. And so now, if those movies are made, Wolfgang, they're not advertised. No one knows that they exist and people don't see it. I'm not saying that those movies don't exist. I think some great filmmakers and some great film exist. We just don't know. We don't know what the heck they are. The what's being pushed in now, and I'll tell you this, marketing budgets are larger than film budgets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, if you don't have the marketing dollars, you won't really get people to know it. And the small, great films that maybe have a small marketing budget, mm-hmm. hopefully great film be shown, can't compete with the others that are putting hundreds of millions into marketing. So that's, I feel, where we're at. I do feel that what we see most of in society are, like what you're saying, these mediocre stories pushing certain agendas, and those agendas kind of are the same. I will also tell you another thing. This is information from insiders, people who have distribution deals with studios. It's a funny world. The studios, there are definitely types of stories or types of shows or types of movies
mm-hmm.
that studios tell their distribution companies that they have deals with that they want to pick up.
Yeah.
And then on the other side, the agents that represent the writers that write the story are privy to that information. So when you represent writers, you're going to tell your writers, well, the studios want this type of story.
Yeah.
What do you think the writers that are looking to get their first gig or their picked up next gig, they're going to just follow what the studio wants?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a true practice in this industry.
Yeah, well, that's in a lot of areas, and unfortunately also in the media and the press. Rarely we have journalists now who can go for Watergate or something. The owner says, this is a story we want, and more people write what they want.
But then the romantic, but I got to stay romantic because I do feel that.
Yeah.
That practice will bring mediocre stories.
Yes, sure.
Great stories that really touch us. They'll figure out a way to get to people. And now going to AI, going to social media, that's the great thing about the open market and social media. You do get a lot of stuff that maybe is not true. But then if you look at the comments, you can kind of maybe decipher what the realness is. And these stories that really resonate, they can have life and be talked about. In social media.
Yeah, I want to go deeper into that, especially also with the last election, because there is also a big change in how they made campaigns. But for you, the way you were working, do you need to change your business model?
The way I'm working? You know, my business model, I think, is kind of very simple, because, I mean, if it's... It goes back to what you and I talked about so many times before, too. It's, you know, great success comes from great service.
Yeah.
I think that's the business model.
Yeah.
You know, so I have not changed that. I feel mm-hmm. like in all my ventures, if I focus on that business model, interestingly enough, it always do well.
And I know you, from heart, you're connected with Disney and you worked with the Disney Corporation, also working. What is such a big company now in changing? Do they all, they have also kind of streaming, but they have parks, they have the merchandising, the characters and everything. Is there a big change?
You know, I cannot speak for, let's say, like the big, what's going on in those board meetings.
Mm-hmm.
But I can just tell you my experience with this company and what I see happening from someone who is not in the boardrooms
mm-hmm.
yet. Right? but definitely have privy to high executive conversations with people high up in the company.
Mm-hmm.
And experiencing with making products for that company. Disney's incredible. Disney is weaved into our culture, the entire world. And the influence that they have is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the responsibility. There's a genuine, I feel it. There's a genuine sense and awareness of a responsibility.
Wow.
For this world.
Yeah. And that sounds, you mean it in a positive way.
In a very positive way.
Yeah.
And what I can tell, this is a company that definitely is, the mission is true. It's to entertain, to educate, and inspire, right? And that is true. And this is a business ran by people, and mistakes will happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh yeah, sure.
They may not hit up. They went through a long time with films that did not perform well.
Yeah.
But just like the American people spoke in their election, the audience of Disney spoke in not supporting those films, and they lost a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So with those risks and with the attempt to try to help the world, they make mistakes, and they maybe react from those decisions and mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
But from what I've seen is a company that understands their responsibility and that they're nonstop into continuing educate, inspire, and entertain the world.
Oh, that sounds very great, especially with the motto we have here, winning for life. It's not just about winning in life and making survival strategies. Winning in life often is win-lose. And this sounds really okay when we have the understanding of the responsibility. We go for a win-win-win that everybody can win. That's super good. And I believe for the long run, it's the best strategy.
Best strategy. And you'll learn along the way. You'll be humbled along the way.
Yes, you always need to learn. Yeah.
But if you lead with that,
yeah.
you can't lose. You can't lose because in failures, you'll get some gold.
Even in especially in those times when nobody really knows where we are going, what will be next, then you follow those who can trust, really, if they have someone to trust. And or if you know how to play the marketing in between. And when I come back, you said the social media. Now, it was really interesting today for me also. Someone here in Germany had watched a lot of American bloggers, influencers on social media, and just for the campaigning for the president. And because if I look at the news, and even our politicians in Berlin or whatever, they said, oh, I'm surprised that Trump was winning. He says, how can you be surprised? In which bubble did you live? But they all went just for what is supporting their illusion or their opinion. And I heard a lot of social media bloggers and Elon Musk were talking, Trump were talking, and they went to a lot of those influencers. And Kamala Harris was invited too, and she said, no, I don't come, you come to me, and I have only 45 minutes and not 3 hours. And said, and if you get that, he said, okay, they didn't get in which time we are living. Huh?
That's exactly right. I mean, that's the beautiful, exciting thing about this world where we're in right now.
Yeah.
You know, I feel, you're referring to the Joe Rogan situation, and I'll tell you, I'm all for that. I mean, when you have a candidate that can sit down for 3 hours, listen, Trump is a hell of a salesman, okay? And he'll always weave in his intentions to further his name and sell his product. But when you sit down for 3 hours, within that time, you're going to have a real conversation, and you're going to get to know a side of somebody.
Yeah.
It's like golf. Yeah. It's like, even though I don't play golf, but it's like playing golf. You're going to get to know the way someone is.
Yeah.
You play along. And the fact that she couldn't do that,
yeah,
and was advised not to do that, it's beautiful. Beautiful not because I didn't want her or I wanted him. Beautiful because it really shows you that she's not someone that wants to show her true colors.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the American people, luckily, were very they spotted it right away. And I think that's sort of how we're going to go. I mean, real journalism now is going to probably be all social media, interviews like Rogan. I bet you the debates in the future, someone said that the debates in the future will most likely be a podcast.
Yeah.
Right? It won't be on the news. It's really interesting transition.
It's really true. So where do you see America going great again and everything? There's a lot of changes going on. When I, in the 80s and early 90s, made a lot of vacation in America. At least I know this is not my America, what I experienced then. So
absolutely. I see only America getting better and better and better. I mean, this is the center of the free world. And and even though there are, the media will show you what's going to make you want to look at.
Yeah.
But what I love about this country is the fact that we have the ability to have opposing views, that our voting system is legit. I'm telling you, I had my doubts sometimes with our voting system. But when I saw what happened here, there was a lot of money, Wolfgang, as you know, from that one party, the Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of money invested to do things to help that campaign. Mm-hmm. And despite that,
mm-hmm. Well, that's a part of the difference. Also, with the podcast and so, it's not just about the money. Yeah,
it's not just about the money. I mean, that is a beautiful thing, and the fact that we have. And listen, here's the one thing too. To answer your question, I only see America going up, and with that, the world will fall. But I also feel that it's really wonderful that every single thing that the media tries to divide Americans and talking about policies and law, we're in a country where you can leave one state and go to another if you don't agree with that state's policy. That is the beautiful thing about the United States.
Yeah.
And not every country has the ability to say that.
Just let's make a short break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tennis Sensitive Care Pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tena Sensitive Care Pads with the Skin Comfort Formula online and in stores now.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck. Fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle Magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle Magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
We talked about what you are also doing. It's more a charity idea, I think, but a heart idea, heart project, serving the Latino community. Because I remember when we talked last time, it says, okay, there's a lot of people, they just grow up and have more the feeling we are not worth enough and everything, and it's about really developing and saying, hey, you're human and we are all equal. So how is this going? As millions of Americans, not in this, what do you say, oh, we Americans can do everything, we are great. I watched Netflix, a documentary about Jennifer Lopez, and when it was Biden's inauguration, where she was talking and she put Latino in as a symbol. So how it's going there, and what are your efforts there, what you're doing to help them to strengthen their self-esteem?
You know, it's very interesting. So, we haven't connected in a while, but I feel that, my dad and I are doing a very interesting campaign, specifically in California, to help our Hispanic community.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna like this. Is really connected with the right legal advice and the right attorney, or many different areas in terms of personal injury. And now immigration is a very big issue and a very big
problem. Mm-hmm.
So that is a company that my father had back in years ago, and we're now going full force again, not only in California, but we're kind of going around the country to help Hispanics, educate Hispanics on their rights and on helping them get the right legal assistance. But within that is intertwined with service towards this community. And so that is a very big, gorgeous campaign that we're working on that is lovely, purposeful, and wonderful. And I'll tell you, it's something that we're currently right now doing an enormous market research study on Hispanics all in California, and the evolution from the newly first generation immigrants to now second, third generation that are here. It's wonderful to see how social media, and companies like ours that are there to help educate Hispanics and really push forward their way of living, and their mindset. It's proven already to be an incredible basically move to the positive. And I'll tell you this, it's a huge number of people. I mean, we're talking there about maybe I Googled it. It was like around 350 million United States citizens. And of that 350, we're almost at 60 million Hispanics in the country.
Yeah.
Where 12 to 15 million in California alone. Like, wow. This is a growing population. It's doubled in 20 years. It's just going to get more and more. It's an amazingly huge part of the American public that we have to focus on, but it's going wonderfully. And I'll tell you, in that culture, what I love about this too, they come to this country, and I'm a parent of immigrants. My mother's from Cuba. My father migrated from Puerto Rico. This country is what it is because of immigrants.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Yeah, sure. And America is made by everything, if it's early Europe or whatever. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But what's wonderful about this is that even though they love this country and they consider themselves American, their roots is so in there from their culture, and they bring such a beautiful color.
Yeah.
In fact, if I could add beautiful color to the American culture.
Mm-hmm. That is, we started with AI. So in your teaching company, I have also kind of learn to speak or whatever you do there, or I guess also for personal development is wonderful to use also modern technology. But the image is also from those who immigrate in the country that they always goes more for cheaper jobs. So the robots will take a lot of jobs away. This is also a motivation to develop and prepare for whatever high level education and jobs.
Yes. How do you see this, Wolfgang? Because I mean, I know that that's a subject that you're very intrigued by. How do you see the Hispanics and with the AI, because they're still, the Hispanics, by the way, are still number one in terms of the blue collar physical work,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Aspect of any industry.
Yeah, now it will take a while if the robots can do things, but you see more and more, and it's just a question of time. And I myself also, it's not just the modern AI, it's just social media, everything modern internet. You know, my next birthday is 73. So, do the old guy need to learn all those new tricks or whatever? That's so much more difficult for me. But what I love with, and I hope also, that the robots, just call it robots, because robot comes from the Russian word robotic, you know, it means work, and there's so much work on planet Earth people are doing, which humans shouldn't do, because it's not really fulfilling, it's not really, they just were forced to do lower job, like India with the caste thing. Oh, you're born in this caste where they only allowed to clean toilets. Wonderful, we keep you there in the next level. It was really a wonderful system, not calling it slaves. Oh yeah, you're a poor guy, you were just born there, so you have to do that. And now we're, and I believe, at the edge of a time. And with the support of technology, that we don't need to do jobs what's really not good for a human being. But then, what those people are doing now then, and this is a main task we have to do with all the changes on our business models and everything, we need to define humanity new. Yeah, if you see also the American Declaration, it is wonderful that it's okay, the pursuit of happiness. It is really what we want to see on a level of humanity. We need to go to a higher level. And some people will not do it. I see it simply, if it's really true, that we were one day all in the water. Yeah, nobody was from us was on land. And then one day someone says, hey, shouldn't we go on land? How can we survive there? I don't know. But few made it. And then suddenly humanity is more on land and not in the water.
Yes.
But some stayed there, didn't want to go. And something like this, I expect. But it's a big chance that we really not just living in survival strategies. So really think, okay, what's it all about? What is really the new definition of humanity? Because when I see human rights, the moment human rights, oh yeah, okay, you protect against this, oh, you have the right to work. But it's not really qualities, it's not high qualities what we define for humanity. And this, I think, is a wonderful chance we have there now to go. And then there's another question what we all discuss with the AI, the fear, and I start in 2 days a workshop we call A Billionaire Spirit, or Direct Path from Purpose to Exponential Impact or Business. And I will start it just simply with the question, because we need all not only work on the surface and figure out what is our core, deep ground belief. And AI makes us afraid because belief, oh, it's so intelligent, it will cover, it will take over.
Yeah.
But we can start with us, with the brain. Is consciousness made by the brain? Or is the brain just a receiver, like TV? So all the programs is in the world somewhere, in the cloud, but my computer can show me on the screen what's in the cloud, or the TV show them. And this is a decision we need to make for ourselves already, because a totally different life if you believe my brain is the boss, or you believe the brain is the receiver. Yeah, and I can download different things, I get connection to all informations.
Yes.
And then, when I'm more the believer that the brain is the receiver, and so I'm not afraid of AI in the sense now they will start to rule the world because of better intelligence, they will do a lot of work better. But maybe, and I have no clue for that, if I believe in receiver, it could theoretically be that consciousness one day says, oh, I use AI. They have a better receiver.
They have a better receiver.
Yeah. Yes. So, but in the end, it's all, if you look at history, life is getting more complex, always, from the single cell, every organism, everything is more complex. And this means also we are always developing our kind of higher intelligence on planet Earth to handle the complexity.
Yes.
Yeah. And in the end, I ask Rupert Sheldrake. Rupert Sheldrake is like the guru in morphogenetic fields. And when the discussion of AI came, I said what his perception is, or his idea or fear or belief. He said, very short, two words or three words, it depends on the intention. And then we come back, like you said, the connection between people. What is it really what we're using it for? Yeah, and it's like a knife is neutral, and you can kill people or save life with the knife. Yeah, with money you can do this and that, and with AI someone will use it to have better possibilities in a war situation, and others will, oh, we can help so much people with it. Yeah, and it's, again, it's up to us what we send out of our intention. And that's why we do the show for winning for life, not just winning in life. It's really, can we do all the modern technologies, use it, that we all have the chance to go on the next, the so-called next level of consciousness or quality of life. Dan, it was nice to chat and share some thoughts with you. Thank you very much, and all the best for whatever you do, especially what you just shared in the last minutes, what you're doing there in California for so many people. And then it always has a ripple effect for whole America and for whole, the whole world. Thank you very much.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
You've just heard a glimpse of what Wolfgang Sonnenberg has to share. Dive deeper into his teachings by following this show, subscribing to his YouTube channel, or visiting wolfgangsonnenberg.com. Connect with us, tell us about your life goals, and start exploring how the universe is here to support you 100%. We can't wait to share more Winning for Life insights with you. Until then, stay connected, stay inspired.